With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, if the initial tallies hold true, it was indeed a green Cyber Monday for America's online retailers.
Adobe Analytics reports as of 6:30 Eastern Time Monday evening, Americans had already spent $9.1 billion online. That was up 4.5% from last year's Cyber Monday. And that was with another 5.5 hours to go in the Eastern time zone alone. Online spending was expected to peak between 8 and 10 p.m. local time, wherever that may be.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Adobe Analytics expects Cyber Monday sales will hit $14.2 billion by the time all is said and done. Consumer electronics and clothing flew off the shelves. We'll soon know whether peace will be returning to Ukraine after almost 4 years of war. President Trump's special envoy is to meet with Russian President Putin. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
This will be Steve Witkoff's sixth visit to Russia this year. He'll be accompanied by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Their trip comes at a time of intense diplomatic activity. 2 weeks ago, the Americans presented to Kiev a 28-point peace plan, widely seen as heavily weighted in Moscow's favor. Since then, there have been U.S.-Ukrainian talks in Geneva and in Florida. Now an amended plan will be put to the Kremlin. President Putin has said the original draft proposal could form the basis for future agreements, but he has shown little desire for compromise.
In the meantime, Russia's military claims to have captured a key city in eastern Ukraine. The White House is defending as lawful a Navy admiral's order of a follow-up strike on a suspected drug-running boat in the Caribbean. Dow futures, 39 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 90 points. This is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who've experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described believers say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
A long-lost painting by Baroque master Peter Paul Rubens, which was hidden for more than four centuries, sold at auction for $2.7 million on Sunday. It depicts the crucifixion of Jesus. Rubens expert Nils Buttner says the old master painted many versions of Christ's crucifixion, but this one is different. This is his one and only painting showing blood and water coming out of the side wound of Christ. And this is something that Rubens only painted once. This is SRN News. There's a new airport fee, $45 for those who cannot produce a real ID.
Real ID has been required since May, but passengers without it have been allowed to clear security with extra screening. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 94% of passengers already have real ID. The $45 fee is meant to get those 6% without it to get it. Real ID is designed to meet enhanced requirements mandated in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. It shows up on IDs as a white star in a yellow circle. TSA officials say paying the fee does not guarantee verification, and travelers with identities that cannot be verified may be turned away. If approved, the verification covers a 10-day travel period. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New York City officials say Starbucks will have to shell out about $35 million to more than 15,000 workers settling claims it denied them stable schedules and cut their hours arbitrarily. SRNnews.com.